beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. I can tell looking outside the window at the Palo Verde trees. We got a little breeze out there this morning. It would be a great day for scythering, for scytherism.
Scytherism, that's right. That's right. Or flying a kite. Scytherism is the sound of leaves blowing in the breeze. Is that cool or what?
That is.
It starts with a PS. Look it up. Scytherism. But yeah, no, it's always to be a great day for a kite. I haven't flown a kite in years. And I just need to get out to the park and fly a kite.
Go fly a kite, John.
Today's your day.
What? And you want to talk plant selection. What plant, tree variety would be best for getting underneath a hammock and get your, and enjoy your scytherism?
Well, you know, I'm not going to... I wanted to talk a little bit about, during the break, we were talking about some other really cool smaller trees. And maybe we could, that list I kind of, maybe there, I went through it pretty quickly at the end of that last segment, with those kind of medium-sized trees that are kind of our go-to ones. We like to consider them the ideal replacement trees for those larger trees that kind of outgrew their landscape. Now you want to put something back in there, but you don't want to have the same problem in 5 years. This is that kind of short list of trees, and maybe we can get them on your website. I'd be happy to go over that list and get them to Jennifer and get those posted. Maybe if callers will give us a few hours this afternoon, I can get those over to Jennifer. But what was the one you mentioned? The sky?
Duranta?
The sky? Yeah, what is it called?
Duranta erecta. It's a sky flower. That's the only name I know it by.
So the sky flower?
Yeah.
And I love the desert orchid as well. You said
those
a lot?
Yeah, that's a nice little tree.
A little slower growing, but they're a beautiful flowering tree, as well as the sky flower has a beautiful purple flower. The desert orchid has a variety of colors, but generally a pink or a purple bloom. And they're just so nice. You know, you could put in some other desert shrubs. I like the leatherleaf acacia. I saw a beautiful specimen the other day. Whenever I see them, they're just so beautiful, vase-shaped. And when they're, again, they're only about 8 or 10 feet tall, but they're just so nice because they're not going to outgrow that landscape and become problematic. Some people just want them just at the height of the roof. That's all that they're really caring for. So that mastic or the Texas olive... And these ones I just mentioned. We'll get that short list out to Jennifer later today.
Wonderful. We've got Christine on the line. She has a orange tree that's 45 years old. She wants to talk about. Welcome to the program, Christine. How can we help your orange tree?
I've been working with Saver for the last 2 or 3 years with it. They sprayed it so that I wouldn't get so many oranges because it's so tall, you can't get to the top of the tree without a cherry picker.
Wow.
And anyway, they came out last year and trimmed it. I've been feeding it on your recommendation schedule. And I was picking oranges yesterday, and some of the inner branches, their bark is peeling. And the outer branches of those are dying. And I thought, what the heck? And so when you were on today, I thought it was the perfect opportunity to give a call to see if you had any, it's just age or what.
Yeah, I would have to probably take a look at the tree to kind of evaluate that. You know, maybe sometimes we'll get some sun getting through to some of those inner branches and causing a little bit of a dieback. But a lot of our citrus in Arizona are subject to a fungal pathogen called Phytophthora. And we talked to one of the extension agents recently, Roy Maxey, one of our arborists at Save a Tree, spoke with an agent who said, in his experience, he doesn't think that there are any citrus in Arizona that don't have Phytophthora. It's such a common soil pathogen that it's often benign in the soil. It doesn't affect the trees adversely until you create the conditions, the over wet conditions that let that Phytophthora get active. And once it gets active in the root system, it starts killing the roots, and then immediately you have an above-ground response of branches starting to die back. If you start getting that tip die back, it's an indication that there might be roots that are dying underground, and you get that corresponding leaf drop. So be aware of that. You know, you're you might want to back off on your watering, just so you're not. We always say, don't ever put water on top of water on top of water. It can, you know, it's creating some difficulties for those roots to breathe because they need oxygen as well as water.
John Eisenhower, Gary Peterson, thanks for joining us this morning, along with our guest Janet Weibel of Weibel & Associates Landscape Architecture. If you've got a tree problem, saveatree.com. That's SAVATREE.com. Guys, go fly a kite, John.
Have a great weekend. See ya.